This is Dr. Vicki Kramer, Chief of the Vector-Borne Disease Section with the California Department of Public Health. The California Department of Public Health is urging Californians to eliminate standing water because eliminating standing water helps reduce mosquito populations. This, in turn, will help reduce the risk of getting a mosquito-borne disease such as West Nile virus or Zika. California's rainy season is ending and temperatures are rising. This means more mosquito activity and more opportunity for disease. People should dump out containers that hold standing water in and around their homes and businesses. By removing standing water, you'll prevent a place for mosquitoes to lay their eggs and decrease their overall number. Removing water will also help protect family members and neighbors from mosquito bites. Mosquitoes can breed in very small amounts of water. To help keep their numbers down, check your yard often for water-filled containers. Clean and scrub bird baths and pet watering dishes weekly. Dump the water from dishes under potted plants. And if you have ongoing mosquito problems, particularly if you're detecting a large number of mosquitoes or are being bitten during the day, please call your local mosquito and vector control agency. As temperatures get warmer, mosquito activity will increase. People statewide should protect themselves from mosquitoes at home and while traveling to areas where the Zika virus is present. Precautions include consistently using mosquito repellent when outside, wearing long sleeves and pants, and also consistently using air conditioning and making sure window screens are intact so that you can keep the mosquitoes out of your home. Zika virus is spread primarily through mosquito bites, but it can also be transmitted by both men and women during sex. Most people who are infected with Zika do not experience any symptoms, but should take precautions to avoid sexual transmission, even if they never had symptoms. Zika symptoms include fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes. All individuals, particularly women of childbearing age, should take steps to protect themselves against mosquito bites while traveling and when they return home. Sexually active people who travel to areas with Zika virus transmission should use condoms or other barriers to avoid getting or passing Zika virus during sex. There has been no known local transmission of Zika in California to date, but the mosquitoes that can carry Zika virus and infect people live in many areas of California, particularly in Southern California and a few counties in the Central Valley. West Nile virus is also transmitted to humans and animals by the bite of an infected mosquito. West Nile virus can cause a deadly infection in humans, and the elderly are particularly susceptible. The amount of circulating West Nile virus is influenced by many factors, including climate, the number and types of birds and mosquitoes that are in an area, and the level of West Nile virus immunity in birds. West Nile virus symptoms may include fever, headache, body aches, nausea, and vomiting. Symptoms may also include swollen lymph glands or a skin rash on the chest, stomach, and back. More severe symptoms can occur and death is possible. The first human infection with West Nile virus during 2017 was reported in California recently. More information about mosquitoes, Zika virus, and West Nile virus can be found on the CDPH website, cdph.ca.gov, or on the website for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cdc.gov.